This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Oh, it's definitely carnival time. I just finished the last of those peanut butter patty cookies from the Girl Scouts, and folks are texting me the things that they cannot resist, that if you open a pack, a bag, a box of them, you eat them all. One person says, it's the Mr. Beast peanut butter-filled chocolate bar. All right, that's Tim in Master Control. Somebody else says jelly beans. Dong Fong almond king cake. I eat it all. And somebody else says Hershey's sour cream baking chips mixed with Hershey's dark chocolate baking chips. Greatest snack candy ever created. Keep the text coming at 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Jewelers Talk and Text line as we welcome in Arthur Hardy, the founder of the Mardi Gras Guide. Happy carnival, sir.
Happy carnival, and for me, it's boiled crawfish. Can't eat just one. I have to complete whatever's in front of me, and maybe whatever's in front of my wife, too. Whatever she doesn't eat, I'm having them.
So how many pounds do you think you eat at a normal crawfish boil?
I know I've done 10, and I would have continued, except they ran out of crawfish.
All right. Yeah, I can do 5. That's about my limit. Then my fingers hurt,
it's fatigue. Kinda, yeah.
But if it's late in the season and they're good and calloused up, maybe I could go for 7 pounds.
So, there you go.
All right, Arthur. We had bonus parades last night because of Sunday's rain, and it was floats only. How did that go over with the crowd in Uptown New Orleans?
I've heard kind of mixed reviews, but in general, I think it went well. And, you know, when you think about it, a week from today is Ash Wednesday. All that's going to happen between now and then. I did a little checking here. We've had 22 of the major parades already happen. We've got 34 within the next week. So the best is yet to come in terms of size and you know, quantity and quality. So, you know, just get ready. The weather looks good, and I don't think there's any stopping us now.
Yeah, and that's the key. There is probably not going to be. There's like a 20% chance of rain Thursday, but probably before parades, and now it's looking like any rain Fat Tuesday will be after parades, so there's nothing to impede the processions, and that's got to be great news for these crews because, you know, it's sad when you see all of the time, effort, and money spent on these parades, from the float builders to the themes that are determined a year in advance to everything that is purchased, all of the dues that are paid, all the dancing teams that practice, all the bands that get ready, and everything
else.
You
got it.
And then they can't parade. So while we had Sunday's rain and the dance teams and the bands didn't get to perform last night, everything else looks like it's a go.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, and I'm really looking forward to all. You know, I heard our police superintendent talk about enforcement of the rules, and I certainly take her at her word. I like her a lot. I think she's doing a terrific job. I can tell you they weren't enforced on Saturday, or at least if there was, I didn't see it. I counted 51 canopies on Napoleon Avenue from Magazine Street to St. Charles Avenue. Now, I didn't see one tent. I don't know if that means people just decided not to bring tents, or maybe I missed the police picking those up. I don't know. But so far, I haven't seen a lot of enforcement. And it's such a hard thing to do logistically and I guess even philosophically, you know. But I take her at her word. So we're going to see. They certainly have enough manpower now to do that, and that's always been an issue. But I know on Fat Tuesday, there's so many open flame containers and tents and you know, wall to wall from really from Claiborne Avenue to Harmony Circle. I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of examples of what now, I guess, is illegal.
And that, yeah, that's the big change this year is no more canopies, no more barbecue pits, no more grills, no more boiling pots, nothing with an open flame. And we have heard conflicting reports on how much enforcement will be done. Also on the rules about lining up more than 3 or 4 hours before a parade, we've been told there are going to be more enforcement of those rules as well. Do all of these new rules, do you think, they're designed, obviously, to make it a better parading experience, but there is going to be some conflict and some controversy.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt there's going to be some pushback. And it's a shame. You know, I guess maybe we kind of brought this on ourselves. But who can ever say hell with safety? You know, of course we all want a safe Mardi Gras. So we'll see how it washes out. But I just don't think we could ask for better weather. 70 degrees for highs from now to Fat Tuesday. I mean, my goodness, it's been a long time since we've had that. So I'm looking forward to it. I've got to try to get my energy up here. And you know, it is a marathon, not a sprint, right?
And we're talking with, yeah, you better be ready for that marathon. But it seems like a series of small sprints amongst the marathon. Talking with Mardi Gras Guide founder Arthur Hardy. When we come back, we'll find out what is new for any of the crews this year and what you may experience differently at this year's Mardi Gras, as we'll ask him what to expect the rest of the way as we go all the way to Fat Tuesday with parades every day here on WWL. Arthur's back after we check on WWL. UL traffic. 7:25, Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker, and the Mardi Gras Guide founder Arthur Hardy is joining us this morning. Arthur, folks are talking about, you know, I told you the Girl Scouts sent over some cookies and I ate all 15 of the peanut butter patties in no time flat. Other people say for them, they cannot stop eating Russell Stover's solid chocolate Easter bunnies, fun size Reese's or Snickers. The whole bag is just gone. Another person says Thin Mints from the freezer, Jaffa Cakes, original crispy Cheetos, Haydel's traditional king cake. And somebody else says French fries are my weakness. I eat them all with ketchup. So,
hey, what about Heavenly Hash? Heavenly Hash made by the Elmer's
Gold Brick
Company.
Eggs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm gaining weight just thinking about it.
Yep.
Maybe a way to lose weight is to go to parades and walk the routes and participate and have fun.
There you go.
Although then you catch moon pies and chiwis and everything else that they throw to eat from the floats. And I eat all that stuff at the parades as well. So there is that.
Yeah, well, the diet starts on Ash Wednesday, right?
Sure. Because it's St. Patrick's Day is right afterwards. So
there you go.
Then we're having corned beef. That's another discussion for another day. Let's get through Fat Tuesday first. So we talked about the rule changes. Anything else that people will experience differently taking part in Mardi Gras festivities between now and Fat Tuesday this year?
I think you'll see less plastic, you know, the move towards eco-friendly, environmentally safe, locally produced products is really taking hold. Rex has a sustainable package issue with six different items in it, and many other crews are doing that. And I think that's a healthy movement. And then I think you're going to see continued interest in crew signature throws. I mean, people don't want just generic throws. They want something with the crew's name on it. Light-up throws are always big. And now we've gotten to the point where float-specific throws, you know, I want one from each float. So it drives collectors nuts because how do you get one from every float? If you miss float three, you'll never have a complete set. So do you run down the street and get – I mean, it's a job. It's become a
and
job.
And if you miss it, do you then go way down to the parade route and catch the whole parade again to get the float-specific throws that you missed? You know, I still see the doubloon dudes out there with their little boxes on the stick asking for doubloons. But do many crews even make doubloons at this point?
Yeah, well, more than you think. It's had a little bit of a comeback, and they have these cutout doubloons now, which are not circular. You know, they have a particular shape, and that's, you know, caused a little bit of a resurgence in interest, but not like it once was. And of course, we've got some great celebrities this year with Shaquille O'Neal as Bacchus, Katy Perry as the entertainment for Endymion, and then Bianca Del Rio and Brothers Osborne will entertain at the Orpheus Escapade after the Orpheus Parade in Lindegore. So that's always nice. And, you know, it just looks like a really good year. Other than that rainout, which we recovered from, you know, it's just a good stretch of good things, we hope, right?
Yeah, you know, what I've noticed more than anything is, and I don't know if it's a sustainability push or what, but fewer and fewer beads, and more beads just laying on the ground if they are thrown.
Yep.
It seems that they really do want these unique and different throws. But even I noted Friday night at Cleopatra, some of the stuff laying on the ground at Cleopatra would have been some of the most attractive throws in years past.
Yep.
Even the light-up Blinky Cleo headbands, there were so many thrown that people were leaving them on the ground at some point.
Yeah, it's an embarrassment of riches. There's another thing people will notice along the New Orleans parades. The Red Cross has really beefed up their presence at parades. They've always been there, but now they have more units, and they're doing outreach to the first responders, providing food and drinks and you know, hand wipes and whatever they need along the parade route. So that's good to see. And, you know, what can you say about the police and EMS and the jobs these people do? I understand there was an incident last night at Gallia Hall in the Carrollton Parade where someone had some health issue, and they stopped the parade, and EMS got up there and took the gentleman off on a stretcher. Hopefully he's okay. But they act so quickly, you know, and so efficiently, and thank God we have them out there on the parade route, huh?
Thank you, Arthur. We appreciate it. I know you've got a long stretch to finish this marathon. We look forward to hearing your reports throughout the rest of the way through Fat Tuesday. Have a great Mardi Gras.
Thanks, David. Bye-bye.
Mardi Gras guide founder Arthur Hardy here on WWL. We'll talk with the Director of Homeland Security for New Orleans coming up after the news.